Now, welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Joining us now is a history teacher from Pine Valley Central School in Chautauqua County, New York, who is under fire for speaking her mind about censorship, critical race theory, and Governor Kathy Hochul. Please join me in welcoming Angela Bittinger to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Good morning, Angela. I understand that you teach social studies at Pine Valley Central School, a high school in upstate New York, and that they plan to hold a disciplinary hearing on October 12th because you spoke at a town hall meeting sponsored by a senator. So, and I understand you are also here with your attorney, is it Lindy Korn? And I want to get a sense of what is the issue here?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us on. So there's a big issue with freedom of speech that's going on in this country. We've got a lot of concerns. Not only are we not being listened to, but we're being silenced. And so the red lights are flashing, folks. It's time that we look at what's going on. If this is happening to teachers, then we know that the education system is the basis for our entire society. And if this is what's going on in schools, we have a very large concern on our hands. So I was under investigation last school year after talking about censorship in China. And I went through the investigation. I was let off of the charges of being a racist. And after that, I was given a letter in my file.
What did you say, Angela? You talked about censorship in China. And the school got their backup over that?
Yeah, I talked about, it was the silliest thing I've ever heard. I talked about how Xi Jinping has things removed from the internet that he doesn't want people to see or want people to hear. And yeah. I had stated that Xi Jinping, you know, people had said he looked like Winnie the Pooh. So you can no longer find an image of Winnie the Pooh on the internet in China. So I was brought up on charges of being a racist after that. Wow. It was unfounded. I will make that public knowledge. And then I was given a letter put in my file saying that I was, quote unquote, untruthful in answering several questions during the investigation. So somehow they magically have become the Ministry of Truth.
What's amazing, Angela, let me interrupt you for a second. So it's unfounded, but they still had to stick you with the label of being untruthful. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a very, very harsh letter that's put in my file. Mm-hmm. And I talked to my union. They said there's no way to have it taken out of my file. But it should also be known that my personal text messages were used in that investigation against me. And I'm not sure what world we live in where administration can literally take people's cell phones and take images. They took pictures of my conversations with my coworkers who happen to be my best friends, some of them. Mm-hmm. And they took those and they used those text messages against me in the investigation. And those are listed in that personnel document as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask a question of Lindy, of your attorney. Lindy, let me ask you something. Did she have to give them her phone?
I don't want to answer that because right now I am her attorney on a discrimination.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yes, and the discrimination complaint. Usually if a phone is owned or paid for by a company, they have every right to do so.
Was it her personal phone?
These were personal phones of my coworkers that were taken.
Okay, so it was your coworkers' phones that they took. Did they take yours as well?
No, they took their phones so that they could see my conversations with them. Mm-hmm. And they asked them for those phones in front of classes full of students. You know, they walked in and said, "We hear there's an issue with Angela. We need your phone. Give it over."
How long have you been with that school district?
14 years.
Wow.
And I would like to say that during those 14 years, Angela had an impeccable record of performance, for teaching. There's not a blemish.
Wow. Wow. All right. So what is going on now? And, you know, folks, let me just say before we get back to Angela, you know, I've been talking about parents and the fact that the school boards are and through the FBI and the attorney general are trying to quell free speech, chill free speech. But now you've got a teacher who and we've been seeing this over and over again across the country where teachers are being thrown out because the school board doesn't like the positions they're taking. So who makes this decision, Angela?
Well, the interesting part is, so I'm now under investigation and I go on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
For what?
I'm under investigation for my vaccine stance because I told the children that it should be a decision that their parents and their doctors make and that their teachers should not be the ones telling them what to do. And apparently that's not an okay stance. So I'm going to be under investigation again this week. But my biggest concern is right now, so, you know, the school is trying to censor my personal Facebook through my union. They're trying to make me, they're sending me messages trying to make me take down all my videos on the internet, which, by the way, I don't own any of the videos. They were videos of me speaking in a public forum. Mm-hmm. And they're also telling me take anything to do with my quote unquote legal fees off of my Facebook. And I would say to you this, the school has lawyers. So why should I not have lawyers? Why should I not be able to raise money to pay for lawyers to fight what is happening to me there? But they are trying to censor me. They're trying to make me take down my post where people made a GoFundMe to help me out with my legal fees. Wow. So I'm being told, please be advised, you can be disciplined for what you write on your Facebook or any other social media. And we're advising you to remove any posts regarding your legal fees or anything else that could be connected to your employment.
What school is this? Angela, you've got me burning right now. What, this is Chautauqua County? What school is this?
I work for Pine Valley School.
And you've been at that school for 14 years?
Yep, I've never had a single letter in my file. I've never had a bad observation. I've never had an issue until I started speaking out about censorship. And I started speaking up about our freedom of speech, and I started teaching the kids, you know, to look at things from multiple perspectives, and I wasn't shoving the vaccine down their throats, and I was telling them to make a decision with their parents and their doctors.
Let me ask you something. Are there meetings? Do parents come to the school board? Is anything like what I've been talking about happening in Pine Valley? Where the school boards?
I would say that there are definitely rumblings of a lot of parents being very upset. I've had a lot of parents reach out to me. They started now, you know, the school started hand delivering letters to my house. So I actually had to tell them the other day in writing that there's not to be anyone from the school on my private property. They're just trying every chance they get to intimidate me. But I'm going to let Lindy give you the other piece, which is kind of the bombshell that nobody's heard in any press yet at this point.
Okay, go ahead, Lindy.
Yeah, so what I want to say time-wise is before the issues that, you know, she's being, you know, charged with or she's going to a hearing about, as of, I would say, 2 weeks in September, about September 12th-ish, we filed a complaint at the New York State Division of Human Rights.
Right.
And that complaint was sort of, you know, before, you know, everything. You've got like freedom of speech and you've got discrimination. I am her discrimination lawyer. Obviously, sometimes issues fall in both camps. Right. Mm-hmm. But she had brought a complaint based on being a breastfeeding and needed to breast pump at school under familial status, sex, disability and retaliation. And I think the retaliation is growing.
Wait a minute. Who's breastfeeding?
Angela Bittinger, who's on the phone. She has four children. And how old is your
time? Yeah, I was at the time. I'm no longer. But yeah, my child is two now. But I will just say this, that, You know, your right to breastfeed and your right to pump at your workplace is not something you should have to fight for. And unfortunately, I had to fight for that. There's a lot of legal issues going on here.
I'm trying to simplify it. Yeah. First of all, what the school did, they charged you. It was unfounded. And then what happened with the governor, Kathy Hochul, who goes to some church and she says that the people are her apostles, the God's apostles, to go out and tell people to get vaccinated? Is she whacked out or what?
She is. I cannot believe, you know, that we have her running our state. I know many people who would do a far better job. As a government official, you never talk to people as though you are their God. This is not ancient Egypt. She is not our God. And she needs to tone down the rhetoric or she's going to find herself out of a position.
Well,
what she's doing is definitely a violation of our Constitution. And she does not have the right to talk to the constituents of New York State like that.
I want to trim this down. So Angela Bittinger, a school teacher, 14 years, Chautauqua County, not one problem. She makes a comment about Xi Jinping or she makes a comment about parents and their doctors making a decision for children and vaccines. You get in all kinds of trouble with the school. And now there's a hearing on this Tuesday. But now the bombshell is that you've brought a case against the Division of Human Rights. A complaint, and your complaint is going to the EEOC commission. So the bottom line is that you are fighting back. You're not just defending yourself, and you're also fighting for the First Amendment, because you should be able to put on your personal phone, your own Facebook, a GoFundMe, so you can pay for a lawyer. What's the school got to do with that? They can't tell you that you have to take that down.
That's
Am I right or wrong, Lindy Korn, the lawyer in this case?
I'm the lawyer for a discrimination case, and okay. I would tell you that's retaliatory, in my opinion.
All right. All right. So, Lindy, not Lindy. I'll go back to Angela. Last question to you. You know, this teaching of social studies at this Pine Valley Central High School, holding a disciplinary hearing for you on Tuesday. You spoke at a town hall meeting, and I saw a tape of that, which is how I first found out about you. And you were initially investigated under critical race theory charges and acquitted. And then you're being investigated for your vaccine stance. And are you still working there?
Well, right now I've been using some of my time because I know my days there are numbered. And if I go back, I'm going to continue to just be under constant investigation. They're trying to run me out of there. I think I might have bigger, better things to do with my life than to work for a school that's going to pull such, you know, nonsense with their teachers. I think my message to America is, you know, the red lights are flashing. Our freedom of speech is dying, or maybe it possibly has died, according to my case. And it is time that we now stand up and we unite and we speak up and we do something about this.
All right. Angela Bittinger, high school teacher from upstate New York, who has been the victim of some of this ideology where the schools believe that she can only say what they want her to say. Angela, I want to follow this. I'm curious as to what's going to happen on Tuesday. Please stay in touch. And, you know, I wish you luck. You're almost in the same position as parents right now as a teacher, because you're not towing the Marxist ideology. They're going to punish you for it. Thank you so much for being with us, on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show.